I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for January 18th, 2022 to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Fry?
Here.
Mr. Hanson?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mr. McCann?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Ms. Stowe?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. There are no one in the house except staff members of the city, so with that, I would call upon Mrs. Westfall to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Lindsay told me that she did it last meeting, and it's Mrs. Westfall's.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions or changes to the agenda, I do have a couple for you. First off, our clerk of council has placed at your seats an amended version of the organizational meeting minutes from January 3rd. That is what we should be approving when we get to that in the agenda. In conversations with Mrs. Westfall, I would like to add agenda item 9A, which would be a discussion of what other council appointments to a variety of boards should be done here in near the beginning of the year. There was a published list that I've looked at the end of the year and then earlier in the year. We're just, with a new council, it's time to reaffirm those committee assignments. And then 9B, which would talk about council's intention about advertising or not advertising and setting a schedule for a new Sagard board member, a non-elected official board member. Also, as whatever turns out to be the last agenda item, an executive session to discuss the sale of city-owned property. Mr. Fry?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Other members of City Council? Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Captain Miller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you for joining us this evening. Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
With that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and our agenda is approved as amended for this evening's meeting. Moving on to agenda item 4, which is the approval of the meeting minutes from the organizational and the regular meetings held on January the 3rd. Mr. Fry?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move adoption of the minutes of the council meeting, organizational meeting for January 3rd, 2022, as amended.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the organizational meeting minutes of January 3rd, 2022 as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Now the regular meeting minutes from that same evening.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move adoption of the meeting minutes for the council meeting of January 3rd, 2022 as submitted.
Second.
And moved and seconded to approve the regular meeting minutes of January 3rd, 2022 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those meeting minutes are approved as well. Moving on to agenda item 5, our first item of business, right-of-way extension for Country Place. I believe there was a public hearing here held here January the 3rd. Mr. Fry, do you have a report of that meeting?
I do, Mr. Mayor. Thank you. The meeting was called to order at 10 minutes after 8, immediately after the end of our council meeting. It was regarding the potential extension of right-of-way for Country Place. All members of council were in attendance, as were various members of the administrative staff that are typically at the council meetings. No one in the public was at this particular meeting. Mr. Aller spent a few minutes refreshing our memories of the situation and the potential right-of-way extension there. There was, however, prior to our council meeting, a lady by the name of Mary Reisinger who lives on Country Place, 6625 Country Place, and she indicated she was in favor of it. So with that one comment from Ms. Reisinger, the meeting was adjourned at 8:16 PM.
Thank you. We do have a service director's report on this access easement agreement. Mr. Aller?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, now the public hearing has been held. It gives the city the opportunity to move forward both with a warranty deed agreement with the Moose Lodge, as well as an access easement agreement with the Moose Lodge. This has taken some time, all of this time and effort, over 2 feet of land. So it was a little more difficult than we had planned it to be, but here we are, and we're ready to go. We do recommend approval. Moose Lodge has been great to work with through this whole thing. They've been very cooperative and understanding. And as Mr. Frye indicated during the hearing, the area neighbors will like it too, because it'll keep us out of their yards and out of their driveways and things like that with those heavy trucks. So we recommend approval of both ordinance number 6-2022 and ordinance 7-2022 for this right-of-way extension and easement.
All right. If there's no questions of Mr. Aller, let's move on to those two ordinances. Proposed ordinance 6-2022, to accept a deed from Savannah Lodge number 1579, Lord of Coil for the Moose. Mr. Richardson?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 6-2022 by title only, accepting from Savannah Lodge number 1579, Loyal Order of the Moose Incorporated, a warranty deed of right-of-way dedicating the same for public purposes, providing funds therefore, and I would move passage as an emergency measure.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 6-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 6-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Agenda item 5D is proposed ordinance 7-2022, accepting a perpetual access easement from the Savannah Lodge Loyal Order of Moose, Inc. Mr. Richardson?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 7-2022 by title only, accepting a perpetual access easement from Savannah Lodge 1579, Loyal Order of the Moose, Inc., dedicating the easement for public purposes, and I would move passage as an emergency measure.
Been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 7-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance number 7-2021 is enacted as an emergency measure. Thank you. Let's move on to agenda item 6, which is a resurfacing project for Brent Road that we're going to do in conjunction with the township and the county. Mr. Aller?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a joint project that we have with the Lucas County Engineers Office. It was Ohio Public Works Commission project that we submitted back in 2020. The section in the county is on Brent Road from Centennial to 10 Mile Creek, and then the section within the city is between Silica Drive and the Norfolk Southern Railroad. This is a resurfacing type project of Milledgeville, if you will, where we'll just scrape the top 2 inches off and put it back. The underbase is in good enough condition that's a satisfactory repair for that. We were awarded $192,560 in OPWC funds to contribute towards the total project cost of $664,000, and the city's portion of that within the city is $313,871. We requested proposals from local engineering firms and received 3, and we are recommending here to award the contract to Feller Finch and Associates out of Maumee, Ohio, in the amount of $22,528. And these are out of our state, out of our state, what's that fund called? 223. Permissive tax. Word escaped me, I apologize. It's being paid out of our state permissive tax fund, as you can see in the letter there. And those are the permissive tax that we receive back from gas tax, license tax, things of that nature. We recommend approval.
The project is scheduled for the spring of 2023. We're doing the engineering this year.
Yeah, doing the construction this year. Construction will not take place until 2023.
All right. All right, we do have in your council packets, ordinance 8/2022 to hire Peller Finch for this project. Mr. Richardson, this would be yours unless you'd like me to spread it to other members of your committee.
Up to you, Mr. Mayor.
No, proceed.
All right, then I'll take it. Yes, I'd like to introduce ordinance number 8/2022, and I would read by title only, accepting the proposal of Peller Finch and Associates, Inc. for engineering services relative to the Brent Road resurfacing project, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $22,528, and I move passage as an emergency measure.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 8/2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 8/2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Moving on to address agenda item 7. This is Maplewood Avenue reconstruction project. This is right outside this building, over to Main Street. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, this project is a full reconstruction. The existing pavement is concrete, sub-base with pavement surface, and if you notice as you travel along and you feel the thumps as you're moving along, that's the concrete joints that become offset, and just don't allow, the pavement just doesn't last very long. Once those joints start to offset, it displaces the pavement above it, and you're at that point you're fighting a losing battle. So. This is a full reconstruction from Main Street to the railroad tracks. Basically, we'll redo everything building face to building face. So we're taking the sidewalk, streets, everything into place. We actually have a couple bump outs with planters on the south side of Maplewood that are going in. Right now, there are 3 parking spaces that will be reduced. And we'll take at least one, likely two, of those spaces and have planters with sitting areas around them, sitting benches to allow people to have places to sit as they're in our downtown area with Dora or any other downtown event that's going on. So we also will be replacing the water line that's in there. We have had problems with that through the years, and we'll be replacing that while we have everything tore up. Storm sewer, of course, with new streets, just automatically comes, and then the sidewalks will be adjusted for ADA guidelines and things of that nature. We are meeting with the Downtown Sylvania Association, DSA, next week.
February.
Yeah, first part of February, during their normal meeting in February, and kind of reviewing this project with them. We did this at the beginning of the project and talked to them about what they wanted to see when this project started. This is essentially, you know, much as South Main Street was, this is, you know, this is going to be the midsection of whatever our downtown streetscape becomes. So we wanted to make sure that we got it started on the right foot, so to speak. And have something that will be able to tie in to what that downtown streetscape ends up being. So, one of the things that we did see on this project, we've actually seen on some of our other projects as well as area cities, in the conversations that I've had with them, construction costs are climbing. The market is just really exploding right at the moment. Back in February or March of 21, when we put this estimate together for this project, is approximately $615,000. When we put together the final estimate to be ready to go to bid, bidding prices that we've seen That, we've increased that estimate to $706,500. And that's just what, that's the market. We do have a $299,900, grant that we received from OPWC for the project. So the remaining, $406,600, will be financed and is included in our 2022 budget as a capital improvement project. Those costs, not really related to this project, but those costs will likely be, affecting how a couple of projects that we had initially proposed doing, this year. We'll be bringing those back to council, as we get, further into the year. It's still, it's January. What we're seeing is probably likely going to have an impact. The dollars just aren't going as far, so.
I can, go along with Mr. Haller. The construction marketplace is very volatile right now. There hasn't been much bid since the first of the year, both in building construction and road construction. It's sometimes in the cost of materials and the supply chain, but it is also sometimes in the labor shortage. Projects were delayed in the last couple of years, so there's a backlog of projects for some people, and so there is another reason for a labor shortage. All we need to do tonight is authorize the clerk to advertise for these bids, and we'll bring the bids back to you with a recommendation once we see what they really turn out to be. Mr. Richards.
Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
I have a question for Mr. Haller and possibly Mr. Sanford. You know, when we talk streetscape elements in this area, I believe this is also covered under the TIF, or at least this area is. So I guess I wasn't real clear on, you know, why the funding would be separate from the rest of the TIF.
This project was initiated before the TIF discussions and all of that came. The reconstruction portion of the project is really what initiated this section of Maplewood. And we, once we applied to OPWC funds, then, and were successful, then we wanted to make sure that we tied in anything that we might do with the downtown streetscape coming up. But this project was initiated, prior to the whole TIF discussion and all of that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Mr. Haller, how, I'm sure there's a logical answer to this, but for the businesses that have their main entrances on Maplewood, and if we're taking out the sidewalk, is there going to be a period of time where those are going to be inaccessible, or how is that going to work?
Yeah, there will be periods where those side entrances, they'll never be inaccessible.
Okay.
They obviously won't be the easiest to get to, so to speak. During the construction, but they'll never be inaccessible. We will always maintain access to them.
And we commit to having good conversations with those business owners, so they are not surprised on a day-to-day basis. We'll meet with them and keep them posted and see what accommodations they need.
Yeah. Great.
Much like we do with driveways that are, you know, anytime you do a construction street, a project, Main Street, we always kept driveways available to Saunders, the hotel, gas station, things like that. It's just the contractor has to deal with it.
Okay. I figured you had it covered. Just wanted to put it on the record. Then anything else? Then I would make a motion to authorize administration to advertise for bids for the Maplewood Avenue reconstruction projects.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Authorize the clerk. Advertise for bids for this project. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries, and the clerk is so directed. Just of historic remembrance, when the city purchased that building where Inside the Five is from the White family, there was a lot of work to be done. There was plywood on the windows of that building. It was looking like vertical blinds. But the city discovered after the fact that there was an old fuel oil tank out in the right-of-way in McCord, or in Maplewood, that we then became obligated to remove and reconstruct that part of the road when we did it. That was just one of those surprises that came along at that time. It's not an issue for this project. It's long since taken care of, but just thought I'd bring that one up for your information. All right, we're now up to agenda item eight. This is to accept the proposal of Reveille to have further discussion and work from them concerning the TIF financing. Mr. Sanford?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. At the last council meeting, I gave an update and promised to come back with this proposal. We have confirmed the date of our first, to coincide with our first meeting in March, which I think is March the 7th at 6:30.
At 6:30, we will have the meeting here. We will be inviting the property owners. And at the DSA meeting in February, we'll also be talking about the TIF coming for this area, and along with the Maplewood project explanation.
Thank you. So we do have ordinance 9/2022 has ordered. However, in the past, Lindsay Stow has asked to push back from the table because she is a property owner in the area of the TIF. And not to have any appearance of impropriety, is there a motion to allow Lindsay Stow to push back from the table?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries, and the record should show Lindsay is no longer at the table for this discussion. We do have ordinance 9/2022 to amend this contract with Reveille. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 9-2022 and read by title only. Accepting the amendment of the proposal of Reveille to provide economic development planning services to the study of the feasibility of creating a tax increment financing district, appropriating funds therefore in the amount not to exceed $1,500. I move passage of ordinance number 9-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second.
And moved and seconded for ordinance number 9/2022 to be passed as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 9/2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Let the record show that Ms. Stow now is rejoining us at the table. As we move on to agenda item 9, also ordered legislation at the last meeting to appoint Mary Westfall to the Board of Trustees of the Sylvania Area Joint Recreation District as a member of City Council for the full calendar year 2022. We have ordinance 10. There is no resolution for 2022 to do this. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce resolution number 4-2022 and read by title only. Appointing Mary Westfall to the Board of Trustees of Sylvania Area Joint Recreation District, or SAJR. She being a member of of the council of this appointing political subdivision for the full calendar year of 2022. I move passage of resolution number 4-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for passage of resolution number 4-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries, and resolution 4-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Congratulations, Mrs. Westfall. Now, let's move on to added agenda items 9A and 9B, which need some discussion also probably from Mrs. Westfall as the chair of the Employee and Community Relations Committee. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. First, the agenda item A, added agenda item A, the other council appointments. There are a variety of other committees that council members have served on, and I will be in touch with each of you to determine your continued levels of interest. Those committees are Sylvania Arts Commission, Downtown Sylvania Association, Heritage Sylvania, Sister City Commission, Sylvania Community Action Team, and Sylvania Community Services. So I'll be in touch with each of the council members to talk about your willingness to continue to serve on those committees, and then we'll bring that to the next council meeting for a vote. So any questions or comments?
I think a motion will be appropriate just to appoint those people to represent council on those committees. And Mr. Hansen, you should talk to Mrs. Westfall. There may be a place where you want to be on that list.
Great.
Thanks, I'll be in touch with all of you individually. So,
added agenda item 9B.
B
was to talk about process City Council and the committee would like to go through for a new citizen member of the St. George.
Correct, thank you, Mr. Mayor. As council members will recall, and Mr. Hansen served in this capacity, so I know he understands this, we do have one appointment of a City of Sylvania representative to the St. George Board. So we are going to follow the process that's been in place for some period of time for the Employee and Community Relations Committee, and we will open up to advertise for anybody who is interested in applying for this position. And then we also will reach out to people who have expressed interest in the past. As I understand from Mr. Richardson, who chaired the committee before, that there is a list of potential people who have expressed interest. So I'll make sure I follow up on that. My hope is, well, we're going to ask that we have the people who have interest in applying for the position to have a letter of interest to us by the end of day on February 2nd. That would be 2 weeks from tomorrow, giving people 2 weeks to get that in. And then I would like to check with the committee members of the Community Relations Committee, which we've got our new list here, and the staff. Give me enough time. It's Marcus, Doug, and Patrick. And I'm hoping that you would be open to meeting on before our February meeting. I think it's February 7th. The February 7th meeting. We've got a public hearing at 7 o'clock. But I'm hoping that we could maybe do interviews from 5:30 to 6:45. And have further discussion at that time. Does that work with people's schedules? It makes for a long night, but it is after work hours, which we generally find works out well for our people who are interviewing. And if we, depending how many people are interested, if we need to adjust that timeline, we will, if we need to do 6 o'clock instead of 5:30. But is that an option for you, Patrick?
That works for me.
Okay.
5:30?
Okay. So we'll stay in touch with that. So what I'm going to do is ask, I'm going to make a motion that we advertise for the citizen position for the St. George Board with letters of interest being submitted to Sharon. Wouldn't that be to Sharon?
What form would you like to take that advertisement to take? Can we put it on the city's Facebook and web pages? Do you want us to purchase a ad in the paper or just give it to the paper to put in? There is a local paper that's going to be published the end of this week, so we can get it in still.
Well, I think there's a standard process for what we've done in the past. That was part of a policy, as I understood it. Sharon, has there been some process you've used for these?
I think we've always just used the our Facebook page and our website and to gather.
I think there was an advertisement that was part of the Employment Community Relations Committee, wasn't it?
I thought that the local paper was involved.
Yeah, I do think so. We'll need to look back at the policy.
Oftentimes they'll place that request without us buying an ad to do it. They'll just make it a news item.
Sure.
I think that's what we should pursue. People don't read the classifieds. I'd rather have it on the front page.
Of course.
Yeah, I think this is an important appointment for our community.
We could ask the local paper to actually post it.
I've heard a lot of interest in this seat.
Mm-hmm.
Following the election in November, there's quite a few people that have said they're interested. The school board did pick their representative, and they published their representative on Facebook today. And it is the assistant principal of McCord Junior High. Sorry, I can't recall her name. And I'm not sure what the status of the township seat is, but everybody has one seat for a 3-year term that's due here at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So we will look back and see what advertisement we've done in the past, and we'll follow that same process.
That's what I would ask that happen.
Thank you for having that discussion.
Yes, and I, again, if there is just a matter of submitting some information to the local paper, you know, I'd be happy to place a call and see if they would actually do something in there. Make sure that we've got visibility for it. So if we could make a motion to follow through posting as it's been done in the past and the asking for letters of interest by the end of day February 2nd with interviews happening on February 7th between 5:30 and 7 p.m. And that's a motion, so it's, I need a second.
It's been moved and seconded to advertise and set a employee relations committee meeting for February the 7th at 5:30 for purposes of identifying a Sage Art Corp representative. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the clerk is directed to place that ad and post that meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, that gets us to page 2 of our agenda, committee reports. 10A, there was a meeting of the Zoning and Annexation Committee this evening at 7 o'clock. Mr. Hanum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Annexation Zoning Committee met at 7 p.m. This evening to conduct a discussion on proposed ordinance number 77-2021 to accept the proposal of Environmental Design Group to review the city's zoning code. Present were all members of the committee, Mr. Hansen, Ms. Down, Ms. Westfall, and me in my capacity as chair, as well as council members Mark Fry, Patrick Richardson, and Brian McKeon. Also present were Kevin Aller, Bill Stanford, Toby Schroyer, and Craig Stow. We had the committee engage in a discussion of the Environmental Design Group proposal, which was previously distributed to council. And the proposal is to audit and amend and redo the zoning code for our downtown, consistent with our downtown development plan. The committee discussed the proposal and then asked the administration to go back to Environmental Design Group and see if they can do a more limited scope at a more limited cost. And the committee adjourned at 7:30.
Thank you. Are there any other committee reports to be made at this time? Or committee referrals? Hearing none, we're ready to move on to added agenda item 12, which is an executive session for the purposes of discussing the sale of city-owned property. I need a motion to go to executive session, committee of the whole, for that purpose.
So moved.
Second.
It's moved and seconded. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Fry?
Yes.
Mr. Hansen?
Yes.
Mr. Hanum?
Yes.
Mr. McCann?
Yes.
Mr. Richardson?
Yes.
Ms. Stow?
Yes.
And Mrs. Westfall?
Yes.
While we're still in public session, I will state the City Council will come back into public session at the end of this executive session to complete the meeting and report on any activity taken during the executive session. With that, I'm going to look to Chuck to say we can go right into the executive session. All right. I need a motion to return, to leave committee the whole executive session and return to open session of council.
So moved.
Second. The clerk needs to call the roll.
Mr. Fry?
Yes.
Mr. Hansen?
Yes.
Mr. Hanum?
Yes.
Mr. McCann?
Yes.
Mr. Richardson?
Yes.
Ms. Stow?
Yes.
Mrs. Westfall?
All right. I need to wait until Chuck gives me indication that we are back on the YouTube air. All right. City Council has returned from its executive session. No action was taken during the executive session. Nothing was discussed other than the potential sale of city property, and there is no action to be taken at this time as a result of the executive session. With that, we have come to the end of our agenda for this evening. There is one informational item on the bottom of the agenda. the bank reconciliation from the end of last year. All I'm looking for is a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting in 3 weeks on Monday, February 7th at 7:30 p.m. here in these council chambers. Thank you all for your patience.